Welcome back, family, to part two of Daisha's story. And we're talking about the owner and operator of A Glass Above. And I can't wait to hear for you to hear more about her story and all the things that have brought her to this very moment. How she cared for her son, how she talks about her opportunities to do something different, how she took a leap of faith, honestly, as a single mother and decided not to take government assistance for a very important reason. I don't want to tell you all the goodies about this story, but I can't wait for you to learn about how this unfolds in her life. So welcome back, and I hope you enjoy. Now you understand it, walk in your gift. Now just go ahead and walk in it, you got it. And it was the moment when I said, okay, just keep walking. Just keep walking. And that literally happened this year. But there was this moment where it was like, no, just do it.
Yeah. At the perfect time.
It started, the walk became more intentional when I started this podcast. This is officially season two. Today, we are really going to jump into the power of voice. But yeah, I'm proud of you for being brave and jumping out there and saying, you know what? I tried to make this other thing work. I'm gonna do me.
Yeah,
I
appreciate that. And I honestly didn't go into it thinking of how that would impact other people when I first got into it. But I have noticed that so many other people are like, it takes a lot of courage to do these things, you know? And so again, that was never my intention, but I'm glad that it has been what it is, not only for me but for other people, because again, at the end of the day, like I've always referred back to this thing I heard when I was in college, like, what are you doing with your dash? Because like the what the professor was basically saying is that, like, you have a birth date, and then it's the dash, and then it's your death date. But what do you do with that time that's in the middle of it? And so the professor was kind of showing us a video of a guy kind of talking about, you know, what do you do with your dash? What do you do with your dash? So that always plays in the back of my mind when I'm doing things like, okay, this is a part of my dash. What am I doing with it? How am I purposing it? Am I being purposeful? Am I, you know, being a light to others? Like, and again, I'm not perfect. I'm not gonna say I'm out here doing, you know,
no, none of us are.
All of those things. But at the end of the day, I do want people to feel a certain way when they interact with me. I do want people to feel, you know, I'm approachable. I do, because, you know, they always say, like, I think it's Oprah who said, people, or maybe it was Maya Angelou, but people will never remember what you said, but how you make them
feel. Absolutely.
Maya Angelou. Even now, I notice that a lot of my clients are like, well, if you can't do it, then I don't want to do it. So it's like building, I'm trying to build a team, and they like, girl, we want you. And I'm like, yo. That. Y'all love them too.
You're like, it's my team. They got something to be in them, which is why they're my team.
And then it's also like, when you're building a team, like, how do you duplicate yourself? Like, how do you make more of yourself? And that's another struggle or challenge that, you know, I find as being a business owner is, that's something that I want to do, but how do you do that?
Right.
So yeah, I definitely want people to feel something, but I also want them to, you know, for it not to be a thing where they don't feel, you know, where they don't want to come back either. You know, that I want them to feel something, but I want them to love my team too.
Oh yeah. And they will. They will. Okay. So this is one of my, well, I have one more question and then we'll get to the last portion.
Okay.
Who do you hope to inspire?
I always said, when I get to my Oprah status, that I definitely want to, inspire, single parents. Because during my journey as a single parent, I wasn't one of them. And, you know, there's this narrative that, you know, single parents are spending the child support on the wrong things, and, you know, just, Or you got the other opposite of they not doing anything at all. The kids just running around and, you know, parenting themselves. But that wasn't me. And that wasn't my experience with other single mothers that I knew. Like, we were just trying to make sure our babies were okay. And so the resources that are available, you either got to be destitute or you gotta, you know, get it out, get it out of the mud on your own. So there were no resources for people like me who were working, who were, you know, you just on that cusp. You don't want to be destitute because, you know, I don't want to tell y'all all my business.
Like, right.
I don't want to sign up for those. And I mean, it takes courage to do that. And I know people joke about that, but it takes courage to be able to give these people all of your information, all of your business. Let them judge you, take you through this process. Then they got to monitor everything that you get from here on out. But there's a space of people who are really trying to just get over that hump or just trying to maintain or just trying to open their kids' eyes to a different possibility. Because my baby was not one of those kids who was bad or didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the one you don't want to do anything for, he had things that he wanted to do and wanted to get, and you know, he deserved them because he worked hard in school. He was, you know, he did what he was supposed to do. So it was like, I didn't want to keep telling him no. Like, so I had to figure out another means to say yes to him. Because I felt like he deserved it. And not only did he deserve it, I deserved it because I was working every day. It's not like, you don't want to go to work or you're lazy or, you know, any of those things. So I've always said that if I, when I get to my Oprah bag, that would be the demographic that I would focus on, is those single mothers who are not, or single parents, because now they're dad, I meet single dads too that are in similar situations, but single parents in general who are not destitute, who don't want to be destitute, who are trying to work, but it just is that, you know, that extra push or that extra, you know, whatever, to kind of get them over those humps. That would be my demographic.
And you're gonna do it. That was beautiful. I appreciate that. I appreciate the aspiration, because you're right, you know, it's probably feels more like an interrogation.
It does.
An opportunity to get help.
I remember when my mom passed away, and they was like, well, you should get food stamps because you are almost independent, blah, blah, blah. I went down there and got the application, and I didn't have nothing. Hey, I get ready to do this. Just give me a little part-time job. I'm not getting ready to do this. And then even with childcare, like, that was something that wasn't regulated. But once I got childcare, then I had to stay within a certain bracket or I would lose it. And then I was like, well, bump it, I'm gonna just have to lose it. But then it's like, well, how do you pay childcare? But at the same time, it's like, I can't keep forcing myself to stay within this low capacity, because the other parts of my life I want to enjoy too. So it's like, I'm gonna have to sacrifice it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And beautifully sacrificed and a beautiful reward. Cause I mean, you have an awesome son. He's in college.
Well, thank you.
Or, you know, our audience that doesn't know, he is doing quite well. So well
thank
done.
You.
Well
thank
done.
You.
All right. So this is the last portion of the show. Probably one of my favorite parts. And it's called Finish These Statements. So I'm gonna make a statement and you're gonna fill in the blank.
Okay.
All right. All right. I am
ever evolving.
Okay. My favorite song is
Liberation, Outkast.
So I've been getting Outkast a lot lately. My why
I
is
love Outkast. Yes, they are my ultimate.
Okay. My why is
my baby.
People think I am, but I am really.
I've heard many times that people thought that I was me. And I am not. I am most times focused on something, so it may look as though I am, but I'm pretty even keeled, I think.
I would agree. with a nice touch of excitement. Okay, I get really nervous when.
I get really nervous when. When I don't feel prepared.
Same. When this song comes on, I'm running to the dance floor.
Girl. Okay. So, back to Outkast. Kryptonite. Either that or Shorty Swing My Way.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, I know all the words too.
I know all the words too. I know all the words to a lot of songs, but they just have to play.
It don't have to be a song. It could be a movie. It could be a commercial.
Now, if we're talking movies, I know all the words to either Life or Love and Basketball are my favorites.
Oh,
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Now, that's unexpected.
On the chip. I love that movie.
Hilarious. All right, last one. Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Pushing My Limits. I get stumped sometimes, but I don't feel like it's something that I'm ever gonna walk away from. Like, you know, life is gonna, like I said before, but I don't think that stopping is an option.
Love that. I mean, well, that concludes the show, friends. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for agreeing.
I know. Thank you for this opportunity, because I don't like these. Like, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest. When I saw the question, I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna answer these questions.
But it's a conversation.
We're prepared, but at the same point, I'm just like, thank you for this. But yes, thank you for this opportunity. This was fun.
Yay! That's what I wanted. The whole goal is to have fun. I'm having fun, and I hope my guests are having fun. And then also, I hope my listeners will have fun. I've coined in my dreams. The show is called Documented Dreams.
Thank you for being intentional about doing this, because I know earlier I was like, I had to reschedule and all that stuff. So anyway.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Yeah, you can't run from me. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Again, you thank you so too. Much for being here.
I can't wait to see this unfold.
Yes. So tell everybody where they can follow you, find you, and even book you if possible.
Absolutely. So we are on the web at www.aglassabove.com. You can reach us on Instagram. We are at @aglassabove_. We are on LinkedIn at Daisha Banner. You can access us and book us through our website, and we cannot wait to make your dreams come true.
I love it.
Yes, I love it.